Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Welcome back to The Calm Within, where we explore practical Stoic wisdom to help you navigate life's ups and downs with more grace and resilience. Today, let's talk about something super crucial: emotional awareness and regulation. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're tossed around by a roller coaster of feelings without much control? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, I get it. But here's the good news. We have the power to gain more control over our emotional landscape. Emotional awareness is all about understanding your emotions, what they are, where they come from, and how they affect you. Think of it like checking the weather report for your mind. Are you feeling sunny and optimistic, or are there some dark storm clouds brewing? The key is to observe your emotions without judgment. It's not about suppressing them, but rather acknowledging them and understanding their triggers. Our emotional regulation is where things get even more interesting. It's about learning to manage those emotions in a healthy way. This isn't about becoming emotionless robots, folks. It's about cultivating a sense of calm amidst the chaos. We want to be able to respond to situations with thoughtfulness and intention rather than just reacting impulsively. Think about it like this. Your emotions are powerful tools, but they can be double-edged swords. If we let them run wild, they can lead to stress, anxiety, unhealthy relationships, and even physical health problems. But when we learn to harness their power, they can become sources of strength, creativity, and connection. So how do we actually put this into practice? First off, mindfulness is your secret weapon. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try some simple mindfulness exercises, taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses, or even just observing your thoughts as they come and go. This helps you become more aware of your emotions before they take over. Next up, challenge your negative thoughts. We all have those inner critics that love to chime in with negativity. But what if you could learn to question those thoughts? Would a good friend say the same things to you? Often, our fears and anxieties are based on distorted thinking patterns. By challenging these thoughts, we can start to reframe them into more positive and realistic ones. Remember, communication is key. Talking about your feelings with trusted friends or family members can be incredibly helpful. It's a chance to process your emotions, gain support, and learn new coping strategies. And don't underestimate the power of self-care. Make time for activities that bring you joy and help you relax, whether it's reading, spending time in nature, listening to music, or simply taking a long hot bath. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being is essential for emotional regulation. Let me share a quick example. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Your heart starts racing, you feel frustration bubbling up, that's your emotional response kicking in. But instead of letting anger take the wheel, imagine taking a few deep breaths, reminding yourself that being stuck in traffic doesn't define your worth, and focusing on what you can control, like listening to your favorite music or mentally preparing for the meeting. See how that shifts things? So, remember, emotional awareness and regulation are ongoing journeys. There will be ups and downs, moments of progress, and times when you feel challenged. But keep practicing these tools, stay kind to yourself, and celebrate your wins along the way. This week, I want you to choose one specific area where you'd like to improve your emotional awareness or regulation. Maybe it's identifying your stress triggers, practicing mindful breathing before a stressful situation, or challenging negative thoughts that hold you back. Make a small commitment to incorporating this practice into your daily life. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. I love hearing how these Stoic practices are impacting your lives. Head over to our social media channels and join the conversation. Until next time, keep cultivating that inner calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.